It's September 8th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. Folks, we've got so much great news this morning that we are doing another Big Five update. Five critical updates on stories we've covered previously that are shaping America and the world. First, a border war update. New York City is running out of hotel rooms to house illegal migrants. They are looking at summer camps instead. Second, an update on America's economy. Credit card interest rates just hit a record high. Third, an update on Joe Biden's climate change bill. He may have tricked a key senator and the oil and gas industry to get it passed. Finally, two stories on a future war with China. Plus, one more thing before I let you go. Today, it's a personal message about the podcast. But first, let's get to our Big Five update. The border wars continue to be fought all around the country this morning. Texas and Arizona are still busing illegal migrants to Washington, D.C., Chicago, and of course, New York City. The goal, as we have discussed, is to force America's liberal sanctuary cities to share the burden of caring for the record number of illegals coming across the border. Mayors of these blue state towns have been absolutely outraged, accusing Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona's Governor Doug Ducey of bigotry and racism and so on. One of those mayors, Eric Adams of New York, has been especially critical. He said that Abbott is engaging in hateful politics and will instead welcome illegal migrants with open arms. But as it turns out, those arms are getting a little bit full. The city is reporting that it has been overwhelmed by 6,300 migrants since April, about a quarter of those because of Abbott's busing. And the city is struggling to house these folks, plus the approximately 50,000 people who sleep in New York City's shelters each night. So to deal with this challenge, the city has leased 15 extra hotels, although many of them are actually tied to the mayor's chief of staff. Interesting. That's according to the local news outlet City Limits. Regardless, with those hotels filling up, Mayor Adams is looking at a very unusual solution, area summer camps. So last week, the city's Department of Social Services contacted the American Camp Association of New York and New Jersey to discuss using their network of summer camps for illegal migrants coming through the border. Well, apparently it is sort of a Hail Mary option. New York City has certain right to housing laws for the homeless that, well, probably would be very problematic in this case. But because of the cost of hotels and the lack of interested properties, the city is considering, well, very strange solutions like summer camps. Now, there's no word on whether the camps have been emptied for the season or if there are fall activities for kids. And if so, well, how would that be managed with the migrants potentially mixed in? Still, it shows the depth of the crisis that we are facing and that border states face every day. It also helps explain a poll out a couple of weeks ago from National Public Radio. It showed that a majority of Americans, quote, see an invasion at the southern border, end quote. Well, no matter how you might label it, I think we've got a disaster, and I will keep you posted no matter what. Second, some sobering news this morning on the economic front, specifically credit cards. The average interest rate for America's credit cards just reached the highest level since 1996, and it's likely to get even worse. So the average rate now sits at, goodness gracious, 17.96%. That's according to bankrate.com. The reason? Pretty straightforward. As the Federal Reserve has raised its interest rates to curb inflation, the banks and the credit card companies have raised their rates too. And that means that the 17.96% rate is going to get even higher. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has made it very clear that the Fed is not done raising rates, not by a long shot. So you should probably expect that those credit card rates will push nearly 20%. Meanwhile, you probably won't be surprised to learn that credit card companies are making a whole lot of money off of these higher rates. Visa's last quarterly report beat estimates for expected profit, MasterCard too. One final piece of good news to this story. So credit card balances are actually just below pre-pandemic levels, which means that many folks actually paid down their credit card debt during the last couple of years. But unfortunately, not everybody. Bank of America study showed an increase in credit card usage in July, specifically amongst households making less than $20,000. In other words, our poorest Americans are using credit cards to make ends meet, and the cost for them to do so will be increasingly unbearable. So this is an important story that I'm going to keep watching, reminding myself and all of us about the least fortunate amongst us. Third, we have an update on the renewable energy revolution. And it's not one that you or a certain senator from West Virginia will probably like if you are hoping to salvage the oil and gas industry from Joe Biden. And here are those details. About a month ago, Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which was Joe Biden's $370 billion climate change bill. So the goal was and remains to push America away from fossil fuels and towards solar and wind. Well, passage of that bill was very close, a 50-50 split in the Senate, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. Now, the only way that that happened was with the support of a conservative Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. And that is a state with a very deep history of and a reliance on the oil, gas, and coal industry. Well, Senator Manchin thought that he actually got a pretty good deal out of the whole thing, which was this. For every new wind and solar lease on federal lands and waters, there had to be a sale of drilling rights in the same territory for oil and gas. At the time, environmentalists dubbed that a climate suicide pact. But after studying the law's 700 pages, environmentalists think that they found a catch. The law says that the government must offer up a sale, in other words, conduct an auction process, but that Joe Biden doesn't have to actually close on that sale. He and his administration can simply say no thanks to any offer. So here's what the government affairs director at the environmental group Center for Environmental Diversity said about all this. Quote, nothing in the law says that the lease sales have to be successful. The requirement is filled even if no one actually buys them. Well, how cheeky. For what it's worth, the environmental community is not alone in this assessment. Oil and gas experts are in equal, if not nervous, agreement. So here is Kathleen Sagama. She's the president of the Western Energy Alliance. Here's what she said. Quote, you could drive a truck through some of the holes in that law's language, end quote. She and others anticipate legal appeals by the oil and gas industry, but cases could be very hard to win given the law's very charitable wording. Regardless, I'll keep you posted either way. With that, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got two more updates for you on China. Some bad news, but some very good news, too. We'll be right back.
What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? Well, yeah, right, that would be pretty creepy. But what if I told you that's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet provider, like AT&T or Verizon, is allowed to store logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. Now that's why I'm very pleased to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Many VPNs claim to have a no-logs policy but have been caught logging customer activity. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I'd recommend to you, because they use what's referred to as trusted server technology. They were the first major VPN provider to engineer all of their VPN servers to run on RAM only. This makes it impossible for their VPN servers to store any data, including logs, of any ExpressVPN customer. ExpressVPN is so confident in their no-logs claim, they even had one of their biggest assurance firms, PwC, audit their technology. Now here's the point. Stop letting people keep logs of what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/baker, that's B-A-K-E-R, right now, and find out how you can get 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/baker. Hey everyone, Mike Baker here, to talk about one of my favorite subjects, cigars. I know, you thought I was going to say martinis. Well, that's another favorite, but right now, I'm talking cigars. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know where tradition meets innovation, and where craftsmanship reigns supreme? Well, the answer, of course, you know this, is Foundation Cigar. I hope by now, after listening to me bang on about Foundation Cigar, that you've wandered down to your local shop to purchase some of these great sticks. Now, clearly, I'm a big fan of Foundation Cigar, including their latest offering, the Wise Man Corojo and Madura, inspired by Nicaraguan heritage and handcrafted in collaboration with my father's cigars. Look, these cigars are the pinnacle of rich flavor and bold character. They really are the perfect gift to cigar lovers in your life. Maybe it's your pop, your brothers, your friends, and, well, of course, don't forget yourself. Go get a few and have them on deck for your next gathering. Be a hero. Maybe it's on the golf course or poker night, wherever you and your pals are getting together. Ignite your senses and indulge in the artistry of these premium cigars from Foundation Cigar. You can check out their website, foundationcigar.com, or purchase at a local cigar shop near you.
Welcome back to the PDB and our Big Five update. I've got two more critical pieces of news for you this morning, both regarding our potential war with China. First, let's talk about the bad news. It appears that one of America's premier fighter jets, the F-35, has a little small part buried deep inside of it that shouldn't be there. And that's because it's made in China. The Pentagon has halted all deliveries of Lockheed Martin's F-35 after finding an alloy used in the magnets for a pump on the fighter jet were made in China. So without getting into the technical complexities of the part, it's used in electrical power for ground maintenance, starting the main engine and emergency power. The bottom line is that the part was not supposed to be made with Chinese components, not at least without a very specific waiver. But one of Lockheed Martin's subcontractors screwed up. So our planes now have some unauthorized Chinese gear. But not to worry, the Pentagon says. The Chinese magnet involved, well, it, quote, does not transmit information or harm the integrity of the aircraft. And there are no performance, quality, safety, or security risks associated with this issue. Lockheed Martin, for its part, issued a statement saying, oops. Okay, well, not exactly. They promised to, quote, ensure contractual compliance within the supply chain moving forward, end quote. But until that happens, no more delivery of the F-35s. So let's hope that China doesn't invade Taiwan anytime soon. Otherwise, we will be in a real pickle. And finally this morning, let's wrap up with some good news about those communists in Beijing, specifically pushing them out of America's agricultural industry, specifically out of Grand Forks, North Dakota. To explain the backstory here, you need to know a few quick things. Earlier this year, the subsidiary of a Hong Kong-based company, Fufeng Group, bought 370 acres of land in Grand Forks for about $2.6 million. They claim that they are going to build a wet corn mill on that property, valued at $700 million, that would pump out ingredients for animal feed sold in North America. Well, the mayor of that town, a fellow named Brandon Bochensky, well, he was very excited about this deal. It would bring jobs, he said, ramp up tax revenues, upgrade infrastructure, just a real win-win. But the chairman of the Fufeng Group, a man named Li Shuchun, is apparently a member of or has close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. That's according to a group of senators who wrote to the Departments of Defense and Treasury saying that this deal should not go through. The senators also noted that this new mill would be about 16 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which houses operations critical to top U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. And that takes us to our update this morning and our very good news. Mayor Bochensky put a stop to the construction work on both a water supply system and a wastewater pump system for this Fufeng mill. That's because the federal government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, said, you know what, let's take a look at this deal again. CFIUS is an agency charged with looking at these types of cases where foreign investments could affect our national security. They are now saying that Fufeng's information provided to date is insufficient. Fufeng is supposed to provide additional information by today, actually, with a subsequent review process to last for another 45 to 90 days. Now, what they'll be looking for is whether the land purchased constitute the purchase of a U.S. business, based in part on what used to be on that barren piece of land. It sounds like a bit of a technicality, but for those of us who understand the China threat and don't want communists in our country, we'll take it. But apparently that opposition to communists does not include Grand Forks' Mayor Bochensky. He said that he believed that the project would go through regardless. Quote, we see this CFIUS review as a positive sign that the utmost due diligence will be completed on our proposed project, end quote. Well, you can decide if he's right, that we need Communist Party members and their companies involved in our food supply. Now, I don't think so, but as always, I defer to you. And that, folks, is your Big Five update for this Thursday morning. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. Come on back.
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go this morning. So many of you have written to offer me good cheer and encouragement these past 5 months, telling me how the podcast has helped you or your family or your business. And I just wanted to give you all an update on some of those stories, plus where the podcast is heading next. First, I am thrilled to say that we continue to set listenership records every week. It's measured, steady progress, but I'll tell you, it's really incredible. In 5 months, we have become an increasing presence in the world of news. We are ranked as a top 10 podcast during many weeks. We are going toe-to-toe with very big names with massive budgets and staffs. And that's because of you. You all are spreading the word and you're coming back episode after episode. And okay, I help a little bit in all that. Plus, I have a very tired editor. His name is Eric, who puts all of this together. So everybody say, thank you, Eric. I certainly do every single day. All right, second, I also wanted to share how some of you all are utilizing this show. I get tons of great emails about how you feel more informed about the world. And others, you all take it to work and it fosters business conversations, even deals. And other folks, and I love this, well, you all are teachers or moms and dads educating your kids at home. And you use this podcast as the basis for your social studies classes. What I've heard is that these parents and teachers take out maps and actually go around the world with me, digging into history and politics. So I'll tell you, as the son of a teacher and the brother of two teachers, it just makes my heart soar. So thank you, because when I am tired and I need inspiration, I think of you all. Finally, as for what comes next, our first goal is an afternoon PDB for your drive home. We're hoping for this winter, depending on our listener numbers. Then a video format of the podcast on Rumble, probably maybe YouTube. We are looking at the springtime for that. Plus, at some point, I still really want to bring you all a newsletter. Or short of that, I want to put links in the show notes of the sources that I use. I've heard from so many of you that you want to be able to have a transcript or a written product of the podcast to offer to your friends, to convince your friends of the things that we talk about. And I want the same. So keep hanging tight. We will get there. Bottom line, folks, thank you. It is an honor and a privilege to join you during your morning coffee, your commute to work, or while you're cutting the grass. I've got listeners who are long-haul truckers. I've got guys who work on trains. I've got farmers, ranchers, new business owners, retirees, It's just a beautiful cross-section of people from around our great country who want to know more about the world. So thank you, earnestly, for letting me be a part of your lives. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.